epilogue about science and metaphysics, on the essence of science. Science is the teaching of facts, and the teaching of facts is the teaching of causes. The doctrine of causes has become so independent of the course of world history that today we have to regard it as a consequence of a special driving force, namely the objective drive for knowledge. If we examine this mainspring with the eye of a metaphysician, the essence we will discuss further below, it appears as absurdity, because A, the pattern of the fact in general is the thing, but the thing is, however compulsorily, thought into the reality. There is only one fact which has reality at the same time, the I. All other facts owe their existence to the activity of the I. B. If the original object of factual thinking, namely the thing, is not an unrestrictedly real, but a compulsorily merely imagined object, then no object research can lead to real knowledge. It only creates quote-unquote knowledge, which we will define more precisely in a moment. This can be demonstrated even to those who would not have heard anything at all of the proceeding. I look out the window and I see it's wet outside, which I could make do with. However, I ask the cause of the wetness. Answer, it has been raining. Question, cause of rain. Answer, a cloud. Question, cause of the cloud. Answer, on risen water vapour which condensed above to droplets again. Immediately, numerous series of questions open up. Why does water rise? Why does it compress? What are the properties of water? What are the properties of heat? Where does heat come from? What are the properties of the atmosphere? What is the source of solar heat, and so on. How far we also trace back the cause chain, we could find nowhere the last cause. Every investigation of causes leads, as it was rightly said, to a regressus ad infinitum. Consequently, so one has further thought, the aim of science lies in the infinite, and witty heads have added that knowledge approaches that aim asymptotically, without ever being able to reach it. Done. If it is inevitably certain that a last cause is absolutely undiscoverable, then there is no goal of science at all. Goal would be end. But if I am now demonstrably on a path without end, how can I then claim that I am nevertheless approaching the goal by walking? Rather, whether I take only one step or millions of steps, I am not further away from the goal here than there. It is therefore absurd to think that one recognizes something when one establishes causes. So it was said in 1918, when the lecture took place, from which this book originated. In the meantime, however, many physicists today, probably most of them, have abolished the cause concept and have replaced it by the statistics with imprecision relations, which are supposedly different in nature. Thereby they have come, among other things, to the undeniably correct conception of the finiteness of the physical universe, with which we immediately complete our above explanations, in agreement with our main work. But the reasons, which the new physics gives for it, have not the least to do with the in truth decisive reason, on which now, however, the abolition of causes fails. It is not of physical, but of purely logical nature. The logic does not permit an appeal. One may speak of corpuscles, or of rays, electrons, quanta of action, etc., as required. What is meant always falls under the concept of thing, because only things can be counted directly, and, however, as we know, personal ego. Let us again visualize the nature of the thing. It is first of all a one, taken out of reality, or transplanted into it, as one wants to take it, by compulsive activity of the mind. Furthermore, an epitome of conditions of effect, which appear as causes. No thing can be conceived which would not be something separate in relation to reality. Consequently, example of measured duration, may it be the duration of the universe or a billionth of a second, but during this now it works as something identical with itself. However, with this we do not escape the regressus in infinitum. As certainly as the concept of beginning demands a something which will follow the beginning, so certainly a something which has preceded it. the physical universe is finite, the reality fades away in that endless which has never begun. But what do the extraordinary knowledge, which we owe unquestionably to the science, or in other words, what is its sense? They enable man to take possession of the whole earthly world. The theory of facts, and especially the theory of causes, is that special kind of conceptual rape of reality, which the spirit in us needs in order to control reality by acting. The cause relates to the effect exactly like the means to the end. By knowledge, we understand the reinterpretation result, which is forcibly carried out on experienced reality out of the will's need for self-expansion. About the essence of metaphysics. Metaphysics accepts every fact, be it a scientific or an extra-scientific one, but it makes a selection among the facts, and in doing so it is guided by the endeavour not to determine further facts, but to counterfactualize the world, and to put the essence in the place of the fact. Facts are only signs, signatures, sometimes more important, sometimes less important, for the being that reveals itself in the world appearance. If science was fact research, metaphysics is essence research. Being equals sense equals life equals soul. So, metaphysics also equals life research, equals soul research. But here, as known to us, the speech is about the soul of the reality in general, thus of the universe. Metaphysics therefore equals cosmic physiognomies, equals sign theory of the universe. It moves with science on the ground of thinking, however, not for the purpose of solving riddles, but in order to link all facts, as far as they may claim sign value, mentally to the world secret. It is quite at the end with every single task, as soon as it has succeeded in uncovering the relationship between the fact in need of questioning and the secret. Secrets, as one notices, neither want nor can be unravelled. An unveiled secret, after all, would no longer be a secret. Unveilability belongs to the essence of what metaphysics offers instead of a quote-unquote solution. The becoming event of the primordial secret is called its cognition. One may not ask for its causes, but one may ask it for the essence, e.g. of light, or of science, or of the copula, and it will have to point to the one and the same primordial secret, as it is its presence in light and science in the copula, and in a clear or clouded way. One side of the cosmic life science is the microcosmic life science, or the science of the essence of organisms. One side of the microcosmic life science is the soul science, in the narrower sense, or the science of the characters of independent life carriers. One side of the characters of the science of the human personality, i.e. what the present-day soul science intends to be, but is not. Only on the basis of true psychology, there is finally a science of consciousness, usually called epistemology, of which the foregoing treatise offers a main part. The explanatory concepts of metaphysics, like those of redness, sound, and warmth, have a merely pointing meaning, and can explain something only to those who find their way back to the sources of fulfilling experience by their hand. Thus, metaphysical research does not escape logic. It is by no means irrational, as has been claimed, but it utilizes it like science, but in the service of a superlogical task. From Symbolic Thinking. Finally, one could ask whether there is not a fundamentally different kind of cognition, which is able to capture something of the meant life with its concepts, so to speak. It really existed in the symbolic thinking of prehistoric times. What we have presented here is an introduction to the doctrine of life with the means of metaphysics. The doctrine of life itself could only be offered in a science of symbols, for which purpose, of course, it would have to be explained in the first place what a symbol is in relation to a concept. And so it is permissible to remark in conclusion that all the indications given in the foregoing, as well as refutations, are only the mental consequence of the truth content of a few symbols, the meaning of which we were destined to discover.